Take your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let's run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." I want to preach this tonight just a little bit, maybe in a little different direction than we ever have, on this thought, running to win. Amen? Running to win. Now, if you look at this here, it's kind of like a runner in a race. As we look at this and we see how it's laid out here, and it's kind of what we are. We're just saved. I hope everybody's saved tonight. You're saved and you're somebody going somewhere. We've got a destination, and that destination is heaven. Amen? And we were born again. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, so your citizenship's already in heaven. Amen? So your citizenship's... you say, well, what about what we got here? Amen? We're just passing through this life. This is part of the journey, but our destination is heaven. Our home is in glory. Amen? I'm not going to... Abraham, I'm looking for a city, and that city's builder and maker is God. And I'm not going to quit or give up or be sidetracked till I get there. Amen? I want to be there with him because that's what he wants for me. Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So that's an awesome place that God's got for us. And he wants us to be there with him, praise God. And that's where we ought to all want to go. Amen? Now, I know we worry about getting through this life and what we have to go through till we get there. But praise God, I'm glad to say that the end of the race, praise God, will be worth it. That there's going to be a prize at the end, praise Lord, that'll satisfy you in the depths of your soul for eternity. Amen? Now, it's hard to comprehend that because our mind don't really do eternity. Our mind doesn't really do eternal things because we're in our simplicity, we're sometimes way down here, and God is so high and magnified up here, it's hard to get up to where he is. But that's okay. That's the way it ought to be, because if we could come to where he is, then he wouldn't be God. He wouldn't be big enough to be our God. I mean, if we could contain him in a box, amen, he wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. Our God is uncontainable. He's the God of the universe. Amen. We need to think, we as Christians, we really need to think bigger. And that's what the writer of Hebrews here is trying to tell us, that we need to try to think bigger. If you go back, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11 is the chapter of heroes. Amen? The heroes of faith. And if you go back to verse 39 of chapter 11, he said, talking about all these heroes of the faith, and these all having obtained a good report through what? Faith. Through their faith. Now, what is faith? That's just believing what God says. I mean, it's taking God at His Word. Let me just say something right quickly right here. As you go and traverse through this world today, there's going to be people that's going to try to dissuade you and try to get you to believe things and go in all different directions. But let me just say, just stay rooted in the Word of God. Believe what God says. Amen? Just believe what God says in its simplicity. This King James Bible is written on an 8th grade education level. And if you went through the 8th grade, then you ought to be able to read and understand this book. Now, it's spiritually discerned. You won't be able to comprehend everything you read. But praise God, God through the Holy Spirit will begin to show you and grow you in the nurture and admonition of the Lord to bring you where you're going to be. That's where faith comes in. We just take believing God. But God says it and say, praise God, I believe it. Told somebody a long time ago, Brother Jeff, and from Genesis to Revelation, praise God, God says it and I believe it. Amen. Now, I may not understand it all. I may not be able to explain it all to you. But I believe every word it says. Amen. I believe every word, every syllable, praise God, is right where it ought to be. And he says, all these obtained a good report through faith. And he said, receive not the promise. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now, for a long time, I didn't understand that. I thought, no way, these heroes of faith, that they went through this and they were heroes of faith. They stayed the course. I mean, they was some of them that was sawed asunder for their faith. They was those that were hung and persecuted and crucified for their faith. But he said, yet they were not made perfect. Amen? And I couldn't hardly understand it, but you think about it, it's these Old Testament saints, and they lived in anticipation of the cross. The Old Testament saints, they were looking to the cross. Jesus hadn't died yet. The Savior hadn't arrived yet. But He was coming down the pike, and they knew it. And because God said it, they believed it, and it was counted as faith, praise God, because they believed God. Amen. Praise God. What we ought to do today, we ought to just believe God. We're running to win. We're in this race, and we just ought to believe God on the way. Amen. Just trust the Lord in the journey. Praise God. That new covenant that was offered to them, that new covenant promise, amen, but without it, they had it, but it was out its full provision. They knew about it, but they hadn't seen it fulfilled yet. Amen. Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to run on a promise that you don't know when that promise is going to be fulfilled. That takes true faith. That's why these folks were heroes in the faith, because they believed God. Amen. They trusted the Lord, praise God. And he says that having considered this great, all these great witnesses, amen, amen, all these great witnesses, amen, who was these great witnesses? These witnesses of faith. All the ones they tell us about in the Word of God. And notice what it says we need to do in verse number 3 of Hebrews 12. He said it needs that we consider Him. Amen. Consider Him. Him who? Jesus. He said, we need to consider Him. He said, why? Because He said, consider Him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen? He said, so what we need to do, we need to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs to be our first consideration in everything that we consider. Everything that we're thinking about. Everything that we are. Amen? And He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about so great a cloud of witnesses. Now that wherefore is all those heroes of faith that He talks about over there in chapter 11. All those heroes of faith, praise God, that's that great cloud of witnesses that we had. We had a whole bunch of people, praise God, that witnessed in faith the glory of God, the majesty of God, the magnificence of God, the power of God, the greatness of God, the mercy of God. Amen. Praise God. He said they witnessed that. There was a great cloud of witnesses to witness us. We have witnesses today. I don't know about you, I had grandparents and older folks in my life, praise God, that witnessed to me. They bragged on Jesus all the time. I've told you about Miss Myrtle, my neighbor, praise God. She all the time telling us boys about Jesus. You didn't go down there to Miss Myrtle's that she didn't what go tell say something about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because she was a great witness to Him. She was always lifting Him up, praise God. She was always giving God the glory. She was part of that cloud of witnesses. She's one of those that's over on the other side now, praise God, because she had faith to believe in what she was saying. Amen. So He said this great cloud is, He said, because of that, He said, lay aside every weight. Because we have the witness. Amen. We know the truth. God's told us. He's given us a volume. In the volume of book, we have many, many people, praise God, said, you know what? God is good. Just stay with Him and He'll take care of you. God will bless you. He'll help you, encourage you, He'll bring you along. He'll keep you on the right path so you won't go astray. But He said, let's lay aside every weight. He said, you got to get rid of those weights. In other words, it's like that runner. Amen? You can run faster when you lighten the load. Hello? If you're going to run a race, you want to be just as light as you can. Amen? You're not going to go to run a race with a great big 50-pound backpack on your back, water jugs tied to your sides, and everything else, praise God. If you're going to run a race and you want to finish well, you're going to get rid of all that stuff that will hinder you. You're going to get rid of all that stuff that'll slow you down. You're going to get all that stuff, praise God, that'll sidetrack you. Amen? That's what he's talking about. He said, get rid of all those things that'll impede your run. Praise God. Those things that'll hinder you. Praise God. Those things that'll cause you to... he said, we need to cast aside those things that'll slow you up. Amen. We can search ourselves tonight. Each one of us can search ourselves. I guarantee there's some things in your life that's hindering you and slowing you down. Amen. Keeping you from running the race as good as you could. Hey, he said, praise God, those are for naught. Just go ahead and get rid of them. They won't mount nothing. He said, because when you get to heaven, you're going to have everything you need. We work and strive and try to have, and that's a good thing. We should. We shouldn't be lazy and no account. We ought to get out there and try to do things, praise God, for ourselves. Things to bring glory to God especially. Amen. So he said we got to lay aside the way, those sinful things, praise God, help us. That sin that would hinder us. Now, when you talk about sin, you got that weight that slow you down. You got that sin that'll hinder you. Sin is something that it's kind of like it's in the way, and it'll trip you up. It'll ensnare you. It'll hold you back. It'll keep you from getting there as fast as you'd like to. I mean, in other words, sin will ambush you. Ever thought about it? Sinful things don't ever come up when you're expecting them. They won't hardly ever come up while you're sitting in church house and Holy Spirit of God's really moving, amen. Those sinful things won't hardly ever come upon you there, will they? But they'll come upon you when you get down there at your house or down there at the workplace or somewhere. Praise God, when you're not expecting, when your mind's not thinking about God and godliness, and then that sinful stuff will come along. It's there like an ambush. It's there like a trap to hinder you and slow you down. Amen. To keep you from running and going as fast, praise God, as you could. Praise God. Doing as good as you can for the Lord. So he said we should lay aside the way. He should get rid of the sin. He said we should run with patience. Amen. Run with patience. That's continuance. That's not stopping. Well, I used to run cross country. I'd run cross country in the spring to stay in shape to wrestle in the fall. And those, a lot of them to run with, we'd take off, even in practice, they'd take off, and some of them would take off wide open out the gate. And we'd get about a mile down the road, and they'd start, their tongue would be hanging out, and they'd start to slow down. Amen. They wasn't in there for the long haul. You gotta run in there, you gotta run with continuance. You gotta get in there, praise God, get you a pace set up. Amen. A consistency. That's what he's talking about. That pace to run with continuance. That pace to run with continuance. Just stay in the good fight of faith, praise God. Just stay on the right track. Just keep pressing on towards heaven a little more every day in your life. Amen. There ain't nowhere to quit, slow down, and back up. And there's definitely nowhere to get off this ride. Amen. We just got to stay faithful to the Lord, praise God. That's what endurance is. He said, we're supposed to have endurance for the Lord. Amen. You see people all the time. Somebody will come up and they'll get right with God, or they'll say they did. They'll make a profession of faith. They'll get in there wide open, maybe for a week, a month, maybe for a year. And then all of a sudden they just fizzle out and you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. Amen. We know people like that. They get in there, boy, and they just burn like they're on fire for just a little bit, and then they just fizzle out. Amen? It's not dynamite. It's not that dynamo's power that God talks about, praise God. They're like a little old sparkler. Amen? You get them little old sparklers at 4th of July, and you light them, and they just kind of fizzle a little bit, you know, and you shake them in the air, and then they just fizzle out. He said, hey, listen, so we're not supposed to fizzle out, praise God. We're supposed to run with patience. We're supposed to be continuous. We're supposed to have endurance where we can stay in for the long haul. Just like a runner, praise God. You set you a pace, Lord, glory to God, and you stay with that pace so that when it comes time to make that big finish, when the Lord says, my beloved, come away, my fair one, glory to God, you can sprint across the finish line. Amen. That make any sense? It makes perfect sense to me. I can see it in my mind's eye. Glory be to God. He said, hey, listen. He said, just consider Him. Consider Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? In verse number 2, He said, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. He's talking about that supreme ultimate example that we have. Do you know we have a supreme ultimate example of someone that finished the race and finished it well? Amen? Jesus never took His eyes off the prize. He stayed faithful to the end. Amen. Because he had predetermined in His heart that He was going to do the will of His Father. He was going to finish the course. He was going to finish what the Father had sent Him here to do. See, from the foundation of the world, they created man, they put him in the garden, and they knew that we would fail. They knew that we'd have to have a propitiation. That something would have to pay the price of sin. And what did Jesus do to one that created it all? All things were made by Him. Without Him is not anything made. He said, Father, He said, when they mess up, He said, I'll go down there for Jeff Gosnell. Amen. He said, I'll go down there and I'll be that propitiation. I'll be that price. I'll take it. I'll take His sin upon me. So He said, we're looking unto Jesus. That supreme example, praise God. So what did He do? The Bible says that He endured. Amen. That He endured. He stayed the task. Praise God. Amen. That's what makes Him the leader or the author, praise God, of our faith. Because He was able to endure. He was able to stay the cross, stay the course. He wasn't dissuaded. He wasn't distracted. Oh, they tried to. The devil tried to dissuade Him, tried to distract Him, tried to offer Him all the things that this world has to offer. Little did the devil know. Well, the devil didn't know because he could have had it all from the beginning. He made it all. It was all His anyway. He tried to offer Him something that was already His. It's kind of like me saying, you've got your house over on the hill and your two-car garage, and I come over and I say, well, let me just sell you this. What would you give me for your place? Amen. You say, listen here, partner, my place is already, I've got the title deed, it's mine. Amen. But Jesus, I just see Jesus, boy, He just kind of smiled, boy, what a devil. Amen. I'm looking for the will, to the will of my Father. Praise God. I'm here to fulfill the will of my Father in heaven. Praise God. So, devil, you haven't got nothing to offer me that my Father don't already have. He said, looking unto Him. Because He was the one that endured. He stood that test. Praise God. He was the perfecter or the finisher of our faith. He finished it, praise God. Jesus finished what He started out to do. Amen. What if He would have quit? What if He would have given up? Oh, He was 100%. He was 100% God, but He is also 100% man. He wore this flesh like me and you. He was born as a little baby in a manger and grew up as a human being just like us. Amen. That's why He would weep in the garden. He'd say, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He said, if there's any other way, that was the flesh talking. But He said, hey, listen, not my will, what my flesh wants to, but Your will, Father, let it be done. Amen. He endured it. He took upon Himself. He perfected our faith. He finished it for us. Amen. So we have that example, praise God, at patient endurance. Patient endurance, which each believer is called into Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Into the race. Each one of us are called as being saved into the race for a race for heaven. And we're all called, praise God, to endure it and to be patient in it and to be consistent in it and just keep running, praise God, ever as much as we can. There comes a day when your run starts slowing down. Amen. You start, and you younger people don't know nothing about this, but as you get older, you start slowing down. You can't do what you used to do. And what you do, it takes you longer to do. Amen? And it takes a whole lot more patience to do it. So you start to, I guess you start saying you pace yourself. You set your pace because you know you can't go out there and hit it wide open like you used to do. But so you hit as hard as you can, praise God, while you can. Amen? That's what we ought to do today, pray God. We ought to be running, pray God. And we still ought to be running to win. To get victory for Lord Jesus Christ. To be that example of Him. Every believer is called, praise God, to run the race for Him. Amen. Because He's already set us an example. Praise God. Where is He now? The Bible says that He rose through endurance. Amen. Through that endurance that He had to a place of authority. And now He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. A place of occupation. He's occupying a seat by the Father in heaven. Amen. You say, when we win the race, and what is winning going to get us? What are we going to be able to achieve with it? We're going to be able to achieve us a place in heaven with Jesus. Lord God, that's enough to make you want to stay in the race. Praise God. Because we won a place with Him. So looking at the Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You say, well, preacher, what did Jesus do? Jesus, He run the race. He run the race, praise God. He endured it. He endured it, praise God. He was patient in it. He was continuous, praise God. He was consistent. He's that example, praise the Lord. And said, we're looking unto Him. Amen. If we're going to run the race, if we're going to win, we're going to have to keep our eyes on Him. Because He's already won. Amen. He's already got victory. And He's the high coach of heaven, praise God. He's encouraging us. And He knows the rules and the regulations. And He's just showing us the way because He is the way. And so we're just following in that direction, praise God. And we're pressing on for the cause of Christ. Getting closer and closer to the finish line. Jesus, praise God, took upon Himself and He began to run the race and He began to persevere and He began to overcome all the obstacles that were hurled at Him. So many times they tried to sidetrack Him and trip Him up. But the Bible says that He just kind of slipped out of their midst. Praise God, and went on, kept His eyes on the Father and kept pressing on for the good God of heaven. See, that's what we got to do. Sometimes we just got to slip on, praise God, past the things of this world and keep our eyes on the prize. Praise God, that prize is a high calling through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise His holy name. He's occupied. He's sitting there. He's beckoning us to come on to Him. He's already finished the race, praise God. He's already got His position. And He's waiting. He's calling for us to come up hither to be with Him. Praise God. And the Bible tells us, you notice something, He tells us it's a position of joy. Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Amen. You say, why would Jesus go to the cross? Why would He die on the cross of Calvary for me and you? He said, because it brought joy to Him. It brought joy to Jesus Christ, praise God, to be able to die, to shed His blood for you. So that in the days to come, praise God, He can sit at the right hand of the Father and beckon us to come, praise God, and know through the power of the Holy Spirit that He had sent to us as our comforter, that it would lead us and guide and point us and cause us to come to Him to get in that race one day, to get in the race for the cause of Christ, to have that joy, praise God, that joy, it's complete in the presence of God because that's where Jesus is today. His joy is complete in the presence of God. And He's beckoning us to come on in. Amen. I think we miss it so many times, praise God, because we're not running to win because we don't really know what we're going to get into. We're kind of apprehensive about what we don't really know. Amen. Just like death, we don't like death because we don't know what death is. But praise God, Jesus said here, He said, Lazarus sleepeth. And they say, well, if he sleepeth, it does good. You know, take his rest and sleep. Lazarus is dead. Amen. He said, but for your sakes, I'm glad you wasn't there. I wasn't there, praise God. And then he goes up there and he gets Lazarus up. He wakes him up. Death is just falling asleep in this old world, praise God, and waking up in glory. Amen. The soul and spirit, Ecclesiastes 12:7 says the body goes back to dust which you come, and the spirit goes back to God who give it. This old body just goes to sleep in the dust, praise God, but the soul and spirit goes back to God. goes to be with Him in heaven. Praise God. It is a presence of glory. Praise His name. Said He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Amen. Seated at the right hand of God. Amen. Seated with God. The right hand. Sitting at His right hand. That hand of power and authority. That's who Jesus is, praise God. That hand of power and authority. Amen. He functions as a ruler and a high priest and a king and advocate. Amen. He's a King of kings and a Lord of lords. He is our high coach tonight. He's backing us to just keep running. Keep running the race. Not quit, not giving up. Just run, praise God, and run well. Because we've got such a cloud of witnesses. Those that's already went before us. Amen. We was talking about our grandparents and stuff over the weekend. About how they had set us an example. And how as young ones they'd come get us and they'd carry us to church. And they'd tell us about the Lord. And how my grandmother was my Sunday school teacher. And she'd have little Bible stories. And they'd, you know, the little leaflet things they used to have. And every Sunday if you come, they'd give you a little star that you could put on it, on your little leaflet to show that you was there and you'd done the lesson. Amen. I don't know about you. That blessed my heart as a little old kid. It instilled something in me, praise God. It taught me that this blessed old book was real. Why? Because Granny told me, praise God, that Jesus Christ loved me and He cared for me. And she showed me that love, praise God. What did she do? She was running that race. She knew, praise God, there's something too that Jesus was sitting right hand of the Father, praise God. Because she was going to run that race and she run it right up to the end. She never did quit. She never did give up, praise God. And Jesus is sitting there, praise God, as our advocate with the Father today. Amen. How did He get there? The same way He said, we got to get there. He said, because we got to have that endurance, we got to have that patience, we got to get rid of the weight, we got to get rid of the sin. He said, we got to come there through. He said, there'll be some suffering. If you're going to run a race, it ain't going to be easy. Ain't going to be times that you get tired. Ain't going to get times that you're going to give up. Ain't going to be times that you feel like you just need to quit. That's what Jesus did. He felt those same things. But He never got to, praise God, He got tired, but He never quit. He kept pressing on. He kept suffering, praise God. He kept on through endurance. He endured it. Even the cross, the shame of the cross. Despising the shame. So that He could sit down at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. He came through, praise God. He came through by way of the cross. The cross of Calvary. Just think about it. We don't have to do that tonight. We don't have to go to the cross. We don't have to die. We don't have to shed our blood for Lord Jesus Christ. We just have to accept what He's done for us. He said, it's already a finished work. That's why He said He's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. He made it possible. So we don't have to die, praise God, for Him. We just have to live for Him. And then when this life for Him is over, praise God, we get to that finish line. He's beckoning us to come on, to push just a little further. So with that last little bit, praise God, you can give it all you got. Amen. So that you can finish the race the best that you can for God's glory. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about running to win. Not just running, praise God, but running to win. When I run cross country, I used to try to pace myself. And then we'd get to a certain point where I thought I had enough in it, where I thought I could go. I'd just turn it loose. Just as hard as I could run, though I couldn't run no more till I crossed that finish line. Amen. Because I wanted to finish well. I wanted to finish the best I could. Amen. I was never great. I mean, I didn't get first place, but one time. Amen. And it was in a race where about one of the schools didn't show off and they would show up and there wasn't very many of us. But praise God, Lord, you just keep running. You do the best you can. And that's all God expects. That's what He's trying to tell us here. He said, that's what these old saints of God, these heroes of faith, they did the best they can with the help of the Lord. They looked to Him every day to touch their hearts, praise God. They was in a race, and they wanted to finish well, and they wanted God to get the glory. And youngins, that's all we can do. We just get in this race, run the best we can, so that God can get glory out of our lives. Amen. So that one day He'll say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." You say, "Well, preacher, I didn't ever won the race. I never led the pack." You may not have. But praise God, if you had your patience and you were consistent, amen, you had endurance, you stayed the course, you didn't get sidetracked, you didn't give up and you didn't give in. So one day, praise God, you might cross that finish line dead last, but praise God, you finished it. You crossed it. And that's what God's looking for. He's looking for people that'll finish well. Finish well for the glory of God, lifting up His name as we go. And everywhere we go, telling somebody about Jesus. But He said, how do you do it? He said, by considering Him. By considering Him. Amen. He said, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Now that wearied means a sudden breakdown in your endurance. Amen? He said, lest you be wearied, lest you have a breakdown in your endurance. He said, you don't want to do that. Or he said, to faint in your mind. That's a gradual relaxation of our vigilance. Amen? We get our mind off the Lord. We forget about the task ahead. Telling somebody about Jesus. Every day we ought to be looking to be able to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking for an opportunity, praise God, to be a witness, to be a light in the dark. He said, that's what we ought to be. He said, if we consider Him, if we consider who Jesus is, consider what Jesus did, He said, we'll be that light. We'll have that consistency. We'll have that endurance. Amen. We'll bring God glory. And He said, that's all that He's asking for. Amen. That He can be magnified and uplifted. And we can just run to win. Amen. That we can run to win. And to win sinners to the Savior, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Him, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. He said, just stay the course. He said, if you keep your mind on the Lord, He said, you won't have no problem doing that. Amen. He said, you'll be in it to win it. For God's glory. Praise the Lord.